The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Soundbites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite me with Coach Harbaugh.
It was definitely a momentum changer. You know, we talk a lot about momentum. You know, sometimes when you don't have it, you got to find a way to get it. And when you get it, you got to try to find a way to build on and extend it. You know, it's a real thing.
It's a real thing, but it's tough, Ed. When you don't have momentum, finding momentum within the course of a game or a situation, it's a tough thing to do.
Very tough thing to do. And you can't really create it. It's got to be created by usually one person, like strip sack. You know, the scoop and score, things like that. That changes momentum. It's got to be something like a quick change of possession to get people going. It's momentum, I believe in it completely. But it's not an easy thing. You can't manufacture it. It has to happen organically.
John Harbaugh also talked about Lamar carrying the game. Maybe he was the momentum.
Really? I mean, what can you say? I mean, we have seen it before. I just think he took that game on his shoulders, you know, like he does. And I appreciate the other guys, you know, with him, you know. You know, look at Tylan Wallace. You know, look at Bate, what he did. Mark Andrews, the catches that he made in there. Zay, you know, the catches he made. The offensive line, I thought, in the second half, the offensive line really did a great job in protection. It was really a group effort. I mean,
it was a group effort, but that group effort was led by number 8, Jeremy.
He was so good last night. Again, I agree with what Mike said, and I love the fact that Mike's not just going to overlook. There was nothing really in the first half except that one drive. It wasn't a good half by any stretch, and the fact that Cincinnati went down and stole some points before the half got to get you upset, too. But they battled back, and when you watch Lamar in the second half, there's nobody else that's like him. There's not a single person in the league that's doing what he's doing. And it's funny, when you watch the play where he got tackled at the one, like I saw somebody post on there, it's a still shot of him with a defender on him. He's trying to push him off. He's at the 30-yard line. He goes, he got tackled at the one on this play. You understand how ridiculous that is? He got tackled at the one. He's at the 30. The whole defense in front of him. It's crazy, man. He's so good.
Oh, man. John Harbaugh talked about his guys being physical last night.
Well, no, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, it's a five-yard contact zone, and we didn't hold. I thought our guys did a good job of being physical, and you got to be physical. I mean, it's tough to cover guys in this league. So you have an opportunity inside of 5 yards, you've got to use it, but you can't hold, you can't grab them. It's both ways. I promise you, their DBs are doing the same thing on the other side and being physical on those releases. And you know, I'm glad we stepped up in that situation. I'm proud of the guys for that.
I'm glad they stepped up too, Mike Preston. Your thoughts on that? The Ravens stepping up late in the game on defense.
That's what you want to see. You know, in a game like this, and it's a divisional game, you got to score points in the fourth quarter, and that's what they did. And Lamar took over the game, but they had some, I don't know if you want to call them key stops. They were just out there. But they did enough to win. But again, and we talked about it earlier, I think the biggest thing for Lamar is just finding his weapons, you know, and putting them in place. You know, like Bateman, not a big time receiver, but can come through in clutch situations. You got Mark Andrews, tight end, who just keeps delivering in crunch time. You got Derrick Henry. You know, he's not the guy, but he's a complimentary guy. So you put those pieces in together, and you have that kind of offense. And it took him a little while to figure it out, but they're there now.
John Harbaugh, what were you thinking on those challenges?
Yeah, we thought it was incomplete. You know, it's the ball. I'm under the impression, and we'll have to look into this, but he's got to survive the ground without the ball moving. You got to maintain control through the ground. You know, if you don't take that third football act, that third step football act. Same thing on the one at the end of the game. You know, that ball it wasn't so much that it was whether it made the line to gain. It said hit the ground. The ball rolled out.
I didn't like the first challenge, Jeremy. I'm convinced that second one, that was not a catch. The ball cannot move around because your body hits the ground on a catch.
I don't want to talk about that one. I don't want to talk about that one anymore.
That's the second one, not the first one.
I don't care. The other one's got me so pissed off. It's 2 yards.
No, that's the
other one. I don't want to talk about the one you want to talk about.
That was 10 yards for a first down. That's different. 2 yards, you're right. This was 10 yards and a first down at a pivotal time.
God. It would have been second and goal from the two had you not challenged it. It wasn't like they just picked up a first down. You would have moved them back 2 yards.
Right.
I don't want to talk about the one you want to talk about. This other one, it's incredible that you can sit over there for 2 yards and go, wee! You're shaking the flag in front of the ref and then you throw it. For what? Wow, you know when they could have used one of those timeouts that they burned because they messed up twice? At the end of the half.
But the second one was a good challenge.
Okay.
The ball hit the ground and moved around.
You know what's good about it, though? They couldn't challenge any more plays because you missed the first one. That didn't matter.
Well, that was the first half.
Yeah.
That didn't cause them a timeout in the second half.
No, but you can't challenge any more plays after you challenge your two when you miss one of them.
It was under 2 minutes and he couldn't have challenged anyway.
It doesn't matter.
After that put
he
him
still
would
have thrown the flag.
You mean like he threw the flag when they scored a touchdown?
Yeah.
Against the Rams?
Oh, this isn't 2014? Oh, we're not supposed to do that anymore? Okay. Come on, man. Like, at some point, does anybody go up and say, look, we just hired this kid. He's been playing Madden his whole life. He understands timeouts and he understands when the challenge plays. We're going to have him do it. He's 14, but he gets it. How do you not understand how to use timeouts and how to challenge plays in the appropriate time to challenge?
The second one was good, though. Coach Harbs, what's going on with Hamilton?
He has an ankle. It's not a super serious. It's not a serious ankle. I don't know how long it'll be, but it's an ankle sprain.
I do. Hey, if the ankle got serious, would it be better?
Yeah,
it's playing around too much. The ankle. Is.
It's just a lighthearted ankle.
Yeah, it's an ankle.
Final. Every time we hear ankle, I think it was spinal. Spinal.
Man, we don't know a lot about Hamilton. He said it's not serious. Fortunately, he came out in the boot, which is always good because he could be a cast. So I'm good. That's a good sign. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback. Mike Preston's report card at 9:30, but at 9:15 on the other side, we go around the NFL. Each of us picks a game that we just must see TV up next on The Fan.
Around the NFL.
Lots of games over the weekend. Games are getting more and more important now as divisional races and conference push is starting to heat up a little bit. Let's start off with you, Ed Norris. What game do you want to see?
There's about four I'm really interested in. One of them, it just happens to be the 49ers at Tampa playing the Buccaneers. There's a lot of things I'm interested in here because it's, I can't believe the 49ers. Well, they've been so desperate with injuries, put it that way. They've been so badly bitten by the injury bug this year. And all their stars. It wasn't just like, not that they're not important, but say, the right guard went down or somebody in the defensive line. You're talking about Debo and McCaffrey and on and on and on.
Ayuk.
They've been really walloped by the injury bug this year. And obviously, who would probably... I mean, you could argue the Lions, but I'd say they were the odds-on favorite to win the NFC. They're just struggling this year, man. They're really struggling. And it's 4-4. I don't know what they're going to do, but the good news for them is the division leader is 5-4 in Arizona. So they're playing the Buccaneers this week in Tampa, who are 4-5, but their race is a little, you know, is also up in the air because the Falcons are 6-3 leading the division, but everyone else is kind of like, meh, as far as wild cards. So things are within their reach. Baker Mayfield is playing football this year, man. I don't know if you guys are paying attention. He's 3rd in touchdowns in the NFL. He's having a total rebirth in Tampa Bay.
Baker's
doing well. He is. And I don't know what's going to happen now the rest of the season because they don't have their two stud receivers. So I don't know how they're going to fare.
And talking about the logjam in the NFC, I don't think people realize this. Arizona's at the top of the NFC West right now, yeah. Which is weird as that is. Mm. 4-4 are the 49ers, 4-5 are the Bucs, and they're all kind of hovering around that.
Yeah, so I mean, if nothing else, this could be they could be vying for a wild card spot or something. But it's also returned to Christian McCaffrey. Saying it's likely that he's going to play this weekend. NFL's leading rusher last year, always seems to be the leader in combined yardage, rushing and passing. So it's always fun to see the stars come back.
Mike Preston, what game are you looking at?
Looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Commanders. You keep calling them the Redskins all the time. You know, they have Jaden Daniels as their starting quarterback in D.C. Stoned for 1,945 yards, quarterback rating of 78.1, 9 touchdowns, but he's been sacked 24 times. And look on the other side, Pittsburgh, they get after quarterbacks. They have 19 sacks. T.J. Watt has 6.5 sacks. They got the team over there in Pittsburgh. Got Najee Harris. 136 carries, 592 yards. George Pickens, 35 catches for 548 yards. But who's their quarterback? Is it going to be Russell Wilson? Started the last two games, has played fairly well, but...
Well, he's played against what, the Jets and the Giants?
Yeah. Can he throw the ball down the field?
Yeah.
That's the big question. Can he put something back in their passing game? We'll find out, but that's the game I want to watch.
Jeremy Carr, your game.
Yeah, I'm going Houston and Detroit. It's interesting because Houston has a stranglehold on that AFC South. They've beaten the Colts twice. Colts are 4-5, Houston 6-3. And the Colts would have to catch or gain 3 games on them because of the tiebreaker just to try to pass them in the division. So I think Houston's going to be hosting a home playoff game. But these are important litmus tests for them. You get a team that's coming to town that typically plays in a dome, that's been what some people are calling the best team in the NFL right now. It's time to show out. You're giving up too many sacks. If you keep C.J. Stroud upright, you lost your top two receivers. That means Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, and the rest of these cats have to show up. Joe Mixon, all these guys being involved in the passing game. I like Houston here. I think it's an interesting game. But if Detroit picks up another win against a good opponent, it just makes them look better and better as the season goes along.
Lights out. I'm looking at a game in Dallas. The Eagles travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys to Arlington, Texas, of course. Dak Prescott out, Cooper Rush in. I don't think Dallas wins this game, but what does it say if they do, led by Cooper Rush, beating the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 6-2? Cowboys only 3-5 right now. They are on the road to being completely out of it. 3-6. They're 0-3. You talked about the Bengals having a bad home record. Mm-hmm. Somebody brought that up.
Yeah.
Cowboys are 0-3 at home. They have not won at home yet. Again, Jalen Hurts having a good year, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. But if not for Derrick Henry, the world would be talking about the acquisition of Saquon Barkley. He would be. Yeah. Can you imagine having, after 8 games, you have 925 yards rushing, but nobody's talking about it because that other cat in Baltimore has over 1,000 at the same amount of games. He has been a great acquisition for them. 157 carries, 925 yards, 6 touchdowns. That's just on the ground receiving. He's having a good year as well. 20 catches, 146 yards, 2 more touchdowns there. I think the Eagles win this game, slam the door on the Cowboys season, and put that stranglehold on the NFC East along with the Commanders, of course. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Rodney in Clinton. What's up, Rodney?
How you doing? First time caller. Played at Morgan State in the early 80s.
Welcome to the show.
Defensive backfield. I think Stevens played great last year. I think he's worried about Williams not having his back. I see Williams not coming up for the pursuit on the tackle. I see Williams being flat-footed in his pursuit. He can't recover because he doesn't have speed. I'm sorry if I said too much.
No.
But I say put Stevens back at free safety because he has speed and can recover. Thank you, Ron.
Does he got anything left in his hamstrings? If he played defensive back for Morgan in the 80s? I might want to watch him out there chase Jamar Chase.
I'd rather get somebody back there who doesn't have to chase him. Let's go to Homeless Ed. What's up, Homeless Ed?
Good morning, gentlemen.
2 days in a row, Homer said. 2 days in a row.
Hey, I found a charger for my phone.
There you go.
hey, Jeremy, before anything, you know, ease off the jokes about the domestically challenged people. You know what I mean? We know where, you know. And Ed, Mr. Wilson versus Mr. Webb. Ed, I've learned to find an affinity to being compared to a horse over the years. Gentlemen, do you think they should just give Dean Pease the keys to the defense, man?
I don't like him either.
No.
Definitely not. You got two guys, in my opinion, running the defense right now, Homer's Ed. I don't like either one of them. I didn't like the Dean Pease regime here.
Well, they say if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. So, you know, and we've seen what the current defensive, you know, the defense is playing like a rookie. With a rookie coordinator, so maybe we should change that up.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Nate in Baltimore. What's up, Nate?
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
The gentleman before me, he said exactly what I wanted to say. The Baltimore Ravens offense is smoking hot, but our defense, everybody's saying it's the worst in the league, which is a shocker to me because here in Baltimore, we've always been known for defense. And every week now, our secondary is getting picked apart. Mm. Our new coordinator, I think he's got to go. So what do you guys think?
I think so, too, but I don't think you can make the move now. You don't have a better option.
And whenever people – and I don't disagree with you. I think this is a coaching issue. So you make a change – and what?
Yes.
That's so, always, and what?
It could get worse.
Please don't tell me to give it to Dean Pease because I never liked that passive defense that he ran.
That's the move you got to make in the offseason, Jeremy.
Well, the only time this year you can make that move is right now because you have 10 days with this bye and things to get ready for. But I still don't think that's enough time to really kind of implement what you want and change things up. I thought the one caller was interesting. You start fluctuating, moving pieces around. If you move Brandon Stevens back, if Tre'Davious White shows you anything and you put him back at safety, I don't know that they're going to do that, but they got to figure out something in the secondary.
410-583-1057, that's the number, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback. Final thoughts at 9:45, but on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston's report card up next on the Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app. Mike Preston gave position by position his grades at 8:30. Correction, at 7:30. Mike, last night the Baltimore Ravens won. Well, you wake up in the morning, you see 35-34. You didn't see the whole game. You would think, man, that's an exciting game. But Mike, by your standards, that was an ugly game.
It was an ugly game, and both secondaries weren't very good. Neither one of them could tackle. Neither of them could make plays, and that's what you got. You got two quarterbacks who took over the game, and, you know, unfortunately for the Ravens, their quarterback was the best one in the fourth quarter, and that's when they got it done, and he made those plays when they needed them the most. So I gave him a B. I gave the wide receivers a B because I thought they stepped up and played well, but running backs, average, never got really involved much in the game. Offensive line, C-minus because of the penalties, illegal formation stuff. I mean, but they were doing that earlier in the season. You figure they'd get this straightened out by now, but you're game 10 and you're still having the same problems.
Mike,
so
you,
overall,
you've never given out an A+. We understand that.
Ever.
But I've been here, what, at morning show, 8 years now?
8 years.
8 years mm-hmm. doing this Monday morning quarterback with you. I don't recall you ever giving out an F until today when you gave it to the secondary.
Because I got tired of watching them play. Just tired of getting beat up.
So was it really like F that secondary?
Yes. See, big time.
It's ironic time. Because they read the back of his jersey and that's what they did. You chased
know,
him.
Yes. You know, some people could say F the secondary. It was just I wanted to forget them. I guess I forgot them. Yeah, so they got an F.
So, Jeremy, you're saying what the DBs would say was coach. It says Chase.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. I ran after his ass all over the field. I never caught him, but I ran after him.
So they weren't very good. I mean, Justin Tucker, you miss an extra point. We're going to be talking about that for quite a while.
Are we having Justin Tucker issues?
As I said,
I'm a guy.
Training camp, you got to bring somebody in to challenge him. You got to make him better.
Bring Melissa Kim in.
Oh, my God. This
let her know. Tell him.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Oh, okay, not to compete with him, but to talk to him. Is this defense, Mike, at a point right now where they can't win the Super Bowl with this team?
No.
With this defense, rather?
No. You just got to catch it at the right time.
So that's all rhetoric.
And just hopefully Lamar plays the game of his life, you know, when they go to Kansas City. And that has to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, I don't see it happening.
Well, you better hope Kansas City doesn't figure their offense out by the time you face them.
Well, they're going to figure it out. No, I'm telling you, because they got Andy Reid.
They got number 15.
Yeah, and they got Patrick Mahomes. So they're going to figure it out eventually. Now, do the Ravens, are they going to figure it out? Again, Kansas City has personnel coming back that they can count on. The Ravens, they don't have any guys coming back where you're saying, oh, he's going to make a difference. Kyle Hamilton, you know, he'll be back before the end of the year, but no.
What about going for it? We're so confident going to the postseason. What about the remainder of the games? They're facing the Steelers next on the road. Then you got Justin Herbert. Then you got Jalen Hurts. Then you got Danny Dimes. You're back to, you know, the Steelers again. Then you got Stroud. And then you end the season with the Browns, but then we'll know what's happening. But you got a bunch of good quarterbacks you're going to face in the coming games with this secondary.
Not afraid of any of those guys. I think the Ravens, physicality wise, if there is such a word, they just get after people. I like their style. I like that the presence that they have, and they can do multiple things on offense. They're balanced, you know, as far as running versus pass. I like those things, but again, Lamar's just going to have to play out of his mind to carry this team. There's no other way around it because when you watch their defense and how they give up points. It's his show.
Yeah, it is.
It is what it is.
Do they have to now worry about being more of a ball control offense than before? Because, again, it was never an issue with, you know, teams will make business decisions of saying, hey, I think we're going to score whether it's 3 or 7. I'm happy to take it as long as we run this clock down. This team, they can score so fast and they can give them up so fast. It's just, I'm going to worry every single time they score and leave time on the clock with the way that the secondary is.
I think they just have to do what they've already done. Whatever it takes to win.
Hard.
Yeah, just win. Just go for it. And if he needs to throw the ball, throw it. If he needs to run it, run it. But it has to go through him, and he has to carry the team.
The two things I keep seeing online is a lot of blame for the referees. I don't care what any of you guys are saying. Brandon Stevens was holding Jamar Chase.
He's holding him, definitely.
You can talk about a push-off all you want. Why'd he push him off? Because he's holding
him. If I'm trying to run a route and you're holding my jersey, I'm pushing you off.
Right. And the same thing, I was just reading something online about people going, why did they trade for Deontay Johnson? He's been here 9 days. Nine. So you at least got to give him some opportunity to pick up the offense and get out there. I mean, there was two games in 4 days. 5 days, essentially. Just ridiculous. But what do you think?
He just fell down. That made it look bad.
That was it. Well, look, nobody's going to say. He fell down trying to break back and looked goofy out there.
I'm glad you said that.
Say. They just say, look at him. He's terrible. It was like, he probably won't have his legs on him for one thing. Mm-hmm. And two, he's getting adjusted to a new quarterback. And it all plays a part.
I'm glad you said that, Mike, because I couldn't sleep right after the game. So I watched NFL Network. I saw Maurice Jones-Drew. Drew says that the surface here in Baltimore is a different surface. It's hard. You got to get used to it. It's not your typical grass surface.
Interesting.
That's what Maurice Jones-Drew said. Because they showed that play when he fell down. They said, listen, man, I'm telling you, I'm not kidding around. The Baltimore surface is a different grass surface than anybody else's.
I can understand that.
And he said, you know, it's one of those surfaces. He said, if you notice, visiting teams come out a little bit earlier because you've got to get used to that surface. And coming from a player,
right?
I'm going to listen to that. Coming from a player.
It's not as bad as the surface over in London because those guys are always falling
ridiculous.
Over there.
Ridiculous.
Looks like they're on a damn ice rink.
Yeah. See, it's that Tifway 419 Bermuda grass that they use.
The Bermuda.
Yes,
the
it's Bermuda. The nice fine texture. It's very, very special.
See, I didn't.
I can't believe they're still using that.
I didn't get that he was saying it was bad. He just said it was different.
Right.
It's a different surface.
But depending on what type of spikes you have, you might have to wear.
Right.
There are some guys that don't want to wear those big spikes getting caught in the ground. But again, sometimes you're going to
have
to.
They never start with those.
Yeah.
It's officially specifically made for golf and sports fields because it cushions more when you fall.
I never fall when I play golf.
Don't be stop it now. Let's do so.
Full contact golf.
That's not true.
No, when I was playing golf. That's because George flipped over the golf cart, son of a bitch. He flipped it over and I almost had to have shoulder surgery.
I got a question.
What's wrong
for
you?
I got a question. So you were playing golf.
I wasn't playing that day.
What were you doing in a golf cart?
It was a golf tournament. I wasn't playing. We just rolled around. I didn't
they
play that
rolled
day.
The golf cart over.
Yes.
Who was driving?
George.
Johnny
son
Knoxville.
Son of a bitch. The bad thing about it was Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my arms are out shoulder length right now. I landed on a rock that big. Shoulder first on a rock that big.
Well, thankfully, landed on his head.
Yeah. Is the rock okay?
No, shoulder. If I hadn't landed on my head, there would have been no damages.
There would have been no rock.
Well, no, that's fine. We could have split it up and give it out later.
To be fair, George just texted me and said it was his head. He leaned it outside and the thing tipped over like the Flintstones when they brought out the Brontosaurus.
It was a six-man golf cart. No. Six-man golf cart.
Yeah, it was a big one.
And it flipped over. I'm riding them on the back, so I can't even see it because I'm looking the opposite direction.
How fast?
Next thing I know, I'm up in the air. I'm like, oh.
How fast? Now, that has to be just poor driving.
I'm going to my left. I flip up so high, I landed on my right shoulder. Think about that for a second. That means I just miss hitting my head. I flipped over. Bam, came down on that shoulder.
And you guys are still friends?
Nope. I mean, he had to think about it. That means no.
That's my dude, man.
Yeah, look at his face.
No, that's my dude. That is. I'm not going to lie.
Rob's got anxiety getting in golf carts. I want this thing to flip. I'm just going to walk this course.
Final thoughts
off of the Ravens 35-34 win over the Cincinnati Bengals at Norse.
That's incredible offense. We have an incredible, another MVP, I think, a season out of Lamar Jackson. Defense is really confused and porous and giving up a lot of points, a lot of yards. Look like they're absolutely... That bomb that Burrow just threw in the basket to Jamar Chase, it was a beautiful play, but there was nobody within 7 yards of Chase. They were like both the two defense backs chasing him from 5 to 7 yards of separation. You can't have that in the NFL. That's like it's unheard of.
You can't.
It just is. I mean, they can go. They're still going to the playoffs. I think they'll advance in the playoffs because they've been doing it all season. But, man, I mean, I can't imagine winning a Super Bowl like this, although teams have done it with lesser defenses. I don't know if they're lesser than this, but, I mean, you know, not great defenses, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Again, I don't know about lesser than this because it's always worse when it's your team, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Jeremy Kahn, final thoughts.
Secondary stinks. Take away the challenge flag from John Harbaugh. Clearly doesn't know what he's doing when he's throwing the damn thing. The 2-yard play, buddy. No need to challenge it. It's 2 yards. Stop. It just doesn't make any sense. It's still going to be second and goal from the 3-yard line, 2-yard line, whatever it was. I just don't, like, looking at the team here, I said it earlier, I think you're turning Lamar into Peyton Manning, and I don't mean from a passing standpoint. I mean you're putting more pressure on him now to get it done because the defense can't get stops. And that's the turnabout with this. You talk about Drew Brees when he's with the Saints. It's like, hey, can we get a defense that can get stops? All these great offenses that we've seen through the years, your defense still has to be able to get stops because it's difficult to outscore teams, and I'm talking like high-scoring games, to do that every single week and expect your offense to be on point, because you know what the defense has been? Not average. They've been terrible.
Yeah. How about that? Mike Preston.
Rob, you told me that there are two greats that I have never written before.
I never saw. A plus and an F.
And an F? Some guy came in and told me I was too kind to the secondary this morning. I should have given him an F minus.
You know, that's new ground.
That's new. You know what you remind me of? The professor that's tired of taking care of the jocks and decides finally he's going to grade for real. Like he's had it. Because when my freshman year at college, they guided the football players to an easy course, supposedly. It was astronomy. They said it was like astronomy for poets. It was packed with football players. All of a sudden, it was the hardest thing I've ever taken in my life. Because I think the professor got tired of it. And he just totally changed the curriculum.
You know, to Lamar Jackson, embrace the challenge because that's what's at your feet. And you have to get it done.
You think it gets more challenging? It.
Yeah, because I don't see how they're going to get that much better defensively. I mean, you can't change personnel. It is who they are. They don't have those kind of guys coming back. So it's his show. It's been his show for a while, but now it's really his show.
The Baltimore Ravens are 7-3 right now, chasing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Actually, more wins than the Steelers have right now. And this is a very, very good offense, an amazing offense with, in my opinion, the best football player in the National Football League guiding that offense. But we said it over and over, and it should be said over and over. The defense has to at least carry its own weight. I am convinced that much of what we see right now is scheme. You know, the caller that called in and said he thought it was more personnel said, you know, well, why is it when they make catches, there's nobody around them? That's not personnel. That's scheme. When you're missing tackles, that's personnel. When you're not in the right place to make the tackle, that's scheme. That's not putting you in the right position. Coordinators and coaches are there to put players in the right position to be successful. That's their jobs. So if I'm not in the right position to be successful, then the coach is not doing their job. If I'm put in that place and I can't succeed, that's my job. And I just feel like they have to make some serious changes moving forward. I don't think they can make those changes this year because it's too many. But moving forward, they got to make some changes. And my biggest fear, Ed, is, man, when is this window going to close?
Hey, it's a real concern. You know, I think last year had the best roster in the NFL. This year, I'm not so sure, but they still have a really good roster and great personnel. Lamar's in his prime. I don't know how long you have.
Yeah. Big Monday Night Football game. We will not be here, so we're going to take a look at the Dolphins and the Rams right now.
Monday Night Football Preview.
Jeremy Kahn, give me the betting numbers on this one.
Yeah, as you look at this game, we have a situation where Miami and the Rams, and it's a close spread, so depending on where you're getting it. Right now I see the Rams at -1.5. The total might be a little bit more interesting to people at 50.5, as these offense can definitely put up points. The big question is, I think Miami's defense at times can be good, but we haven't seen that because the offense had been so bad for a long period of time. Now with Tua back, Need to find out if they can get stops. The Rams made a couple of trades. They moved off some pieces that I don't think really affected them all that much. There was some talk about Cooper Kupp going. Didn't happen. You're going to see some of the best receivers in the game. Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Puka Nacua. Should be fun, but I don't know that either of these teams have visions of going deep in the playoffs right now as it stands.
Mike Preston, Dolphins, Rams.
I'm taking the Rams. Tua scares me. I mean, every time I watch this guy play, he's going back out on the field after all the problems he's had. I don't know about that. I think there's a time when you just walk away from the game and it's over. I think that it's his time just to get out. But he's a competitor. He wants to be out there. So we'll see. But I
can't tell him what to do. That's for sure.
Yes. I like the Rams.
It's his decision. Your thoughts on this Monday Night Football game? Ed, is Monday Night Football on your day off when you calm down, coming down a little bit, is it must-see TV for you?
This game, no. Well, I'll watch it anyway, but it's definitely not. It's not something I'm dying to see. I'm not really interested in either team this year. I don't think he's very good. I don't believe in Tua. I think he should retire, as Mike said, before something. I'd like to see him have a normal life in his 50s and 60s, and you don't mess around with that stuff. So I don't know. I think the Rams win, though. I think they win convincingly. I think the Dolphins are going nowhere.
Yeah, there's no great NHL games on Monday, but if you want, you can check out the Kings and Spurs. Maybe it'll be some college basketball mixing with some football on Monday night for me, but I do think the Dolphins are going to win and cover.
Well,
you think they're going to win or cover? Win outright?
It's both. I mean, it's a 1.5
spread. If they win, they're going to cover.
Yeah.
Let's go to Owens Mills and get Ben. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, Rob, I see that we went back to the backwards plays to Zay playbook last night.
Did you see that, man? Come on, dude.
I didn't understand it. Mike Preston, we're going to have to figure something out, because if Henry is not getting 150 or 200 yards like the Dallas games, Lamar Jackson should get an A-plus every week if they win. It's just, without Lamar Jackson, this team might be 500. I don't think they'll win a game in the AFC North.
This is the teacher everyone liked in school. You're the one they hated, Mike.
Are you a teacher? Are you a teacher? No, never mind.
Ben said, I want an A-plus, man. Let's get Brian and Orange Mills before we get out of here. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. The law says we don't torture in our country, but you guys continue to play hardball, clips. Can you please stop? My ears is just bleeding, man. Please, for the love of God.
Stop. For the love of God.
I'd rather you guys interpret whatever, he might say. It's just, don't play him anymore, please. No more.
So,
enough.
Let me ask you a question. If you dropped a penny on the ground and it rolls underneath your car, are you going to get it?
No.
That's what it's like challenging a 2-yard play. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, you got 2 yards back. Congratulations. Now what? It's second and goal from the 5?
I actually like that analogy.
Come on,
you
man.
You drop a penny under your car.
That's what
you're going to get it.
I still don't understand it. Make it make sense somehow.
The guy I used to sit in that chair with.
Oh.
I should have said that.
I can try to do it.
I was thinking it. You just don't say it.
That was good. I thought maybe he wanted to take a timeout anyway. So he said, all right, well, I might as well challenge it, and maybe we'll get it right,
no.
And then we'll lose. You're going to use the timeout. You'll still get the time because they have to take time.
You don't get to say that.
Look, man.
That's not right, though, because he used that timeout a minute later.
Oh, that's true.
And he came back out? Yeah. Mike, thanks a lot, my man. You get some time off from us now. You don't have to see us for a little while.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm
going to FaceTime him just so he gets to see
Let's
me.
Do it. Let's group FaceTime him.
Yeah.
I know you're not going out to the Charger game. This is a long flight.
Uh-huh.
You going?
No.
It's Christmas. So you'll be here.
Yeah.
So are you going to be in like after that game, bright and early?
Oh, man. Why you had to ruin my weekend, man? That is so sad.
It's messed up.
I was minding my own business, ready to get out of here. Like, yeah, man, we're going to the weekend.
We all are. He had to still ask questions. Vinny Henry up next with more Ravens coverage up next on the Fan.
Monday morning quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.